I want to continue one more day of discussing, last day of the week, discussing the minhagim of weddings. I was really planning to do our turkey share today. Okay, I have all the stuff. I took it with me.
Duck?
What?
Did you say stuff or stuffing?
I prepared the swarm. I took it with me. I took it with me last night. I went to yeshiva to prepare, and I left it by mistake somewhere. So I didn't have it. I came home late. I tried to review, but it was just too much material to review. So we'll leave it for another time. Okay, we'll leave the turkey shear for another time. Bottom line is, it's mutter. All you got to know is turkey is mutter. You're allowed to eat turkey according to almost all the paiskim. And according to what I've read in the contemporary, the RJJ journal, all of the paiskim who did not eat turkey, it was a private personal chumrah. They never paskin to anyone but themselves. Or salvaticated. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who did not eat turkey, it was only for himself. Only private for himself. He didn't like it. David Lifshitz, he didn't eat turkey.
On Thanksgiving.
So the question is Thanksgiving a pagan holiday? So the common understanding is that it's definitely not. The common understanding is that it's not, it's just a day of I don't even know what it is. But I've heard from Rush Limbaugh, he's one of the biggest ex-people to know this. Rush Limbaugh is one of the biggest experts in the origins of Thanksgiving. He wrote a book on this. He researched this to its core. And I think every once in a while, I don't listen to him anymore. Years ago, he used to give like a shiur on Thanksgiving, summarizing his book. From the gist that I got out of him is that it really started out as a pagan holiday, which people don't know. And it could very well be, that some of the Gedolei Yisrael Paskin on this, I'm just saying things, I don't get into trouble, were misled, and the information that was fed to them was not 100% accurate. So my understanding is, if you really go down to the Makar, the roots of the matter, it could be it's a pagan holiday, but the holiday has transformed. And one thing is certain, today no one views it. No one certainly views it as a pagan holiday. No one views it. And it's hard to find any paisek that would tell you that you're not allowed to have a Thanksgiving dinner. It's hard.
I'm sure in Williamsburg they don't celebrate
anything. All right, not because of Thanksgiving. It's not a din in Thanksgiving. But halachically, if push comes to shove, there's no harm in attending if you're in. It gets together today. Today it has been transformed into nothing more. What?
For those of us who grew up in New England,
yes,
it is a very strong custom.
A strong custom. So is there any halachic issues? So the poskim say no, it's mutter. Moshe says Rav Moshe. All the gedolim say it's mutter. The question I'm wondering is, were these gedolim who paskin, were they fed information that's not accurate? Because it seems from things that I've not popular information is that really, really was a pagan holiday. But certainly the perception of the masses today is that it's not. And therefore it is accepted by almost everyone that there is absolutely no prohibition in celebrating, in enjoying a formal Thanksgiving dinner with turkey, cranberry sauce, and apple pie. Don't forget the apple pie. Pumpkin pie. Okay, pumpkin pie. Okay, and turkey? The problem is turkey, there is no mesorah. Where does turkey come from? I think it comes from Mexico, if I'm not mistaken. Is that really where it comes from? Not America. I don't know. There are seven varieties. Firstly, sure, there are seven varieties of turkey. Well, now it flies around because now we live in a Mishra world where everything they've been exported.
Israel
is the greatest consumer. Number one consumer. America is the second in the world. In Israel. Israel is number one consumer, and America is number two. America is number two. Okay, there is Seemingly, there is no Mesorah on turkey. There are 24 birds listed in the Torah that are not kosher. We do not know the identification of these 24 birds. Therefore, we have no choice but to assume that any bird that we come in contact with may be a variety.
That's Ashkenaz.
Sfarim and Mesorah?
So I would say you can rely on
Simon. There are four Simonim. It has to have a zepik, a crop. The kurkavon is niklaf, and it has an extra toe, and it's not a predator. What is the definition of a doyres? This is a major, major machlekes rishonim, how to define the meaning of a doyres, not to be a predator. Does it mean that it does that it doesn't eat avim and achai? It only eats after the bird, after its prey is dead. Does it mean that it picks up the food to its mouth instead of bending down? There are like 5-10 perushim. What is the precise definition of the word doyres? And you cannot satisfy that translation according to any bird that you're going to find that we have assumed is kosher according to all opinions. So it's a very big mystery. We don't really know what it means, a doyres. So therefore, and we don't know how to identify the 24 non-kosher birds. So therefore, it became traditional Klal Yisrael. So anytime we come in contact with a new bird that we are not familiar with, we automatically assume l'chumra that it's not kosher, because maybe this bird is a doyres, and even though it has the other simonim, it has the three kosher simonim, that it has an extra toe, its korkovon, its gizzard can be peeled, and it has a zepik, it has a crop, we discard the fact that it has this simonim because it may have the fourth simonim being a predator, and therefore we treat it as being non-kosher. And the truth is, the bird that we eat today, the bird, the chicken, when you go buy into a store, you buy chicken, you should know that doesn't have the Mesorah on the chicken is really not that much better than the turkey. Okay, so the chicken that we're eating today is not the chicken, not the type of birds they ate in Europe and the Altahain. It's not exactly the same type of bird, it's a different variety. It's a different variety, and the Mesorah is not absolute when you study the matter in the great depth. So the turkey is not that far behind. So the assumption is that turkey is no different than a bird, a chicken. And the same way the chicken is mutter, the turkey is mutter, because as far as we can tell, it's a peaceful animal. It has the three simonim.
I thought the reason was that the Sfardim began eating it, because they relied on the simonim. Ashkenazim didn't realize.
That's another reason. But I think the main reason is that we don't see any violent tendencies in the turkey. It's so posh, it's a peaceful bird. There's nothing violent about a turkey. And it's very close in nature to a chicken. And a chicken is mutter. So chicken and turkey, it's all the same. That's pretty much is why we're very, very... You can't do that. You don't have a Mesorah. You can't eat turkey. Turkey should be awesome. Okay, those are the two issues of turkey. Now we've discussed that. Let's discuss some of them.